This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. And we say a hearty skull to our friend Paul Allen, voice of the Vikings. Middays on KFAN in Minneapolis. What is the thinking in Minnesota about the Chicago Bears? Are they as enthralled as the rest of the world?
A lot of Bears talk this week. We are well past the this is going to be a 5-win Bears team. Trubisky's not that good. Jordan Howard has like 2 or 3 good games a year, and the other 13 are like 2.5 per carry. We're well past that. The Khalil Mack trade obviously was very eye-opening. The defense has stayed incredibly healthy. In deep diving, Trubisky through about 4 or 5 games, maybe specifically his last 6. I think his passing skills are highly underrated nationally. Like Aaron Rodgers, when he runs to pass. And he'll generally trot out of bounds for a first down. Your guy runs to dagger you. I mean, he runs to get into the end zone, and he runs with a vengeance. So, myriad options, super healthy, physical defense, going to be a tough challenge.
Paul, the narrative of Kirk Cousins growing up in Barrington and going to a youth football camp with Mike Singletary, Leslie Frazier, knowing some of Jarrett Payton, and all of these things are very, they add to the storyline. It's fascinating theater and all that. It will make it for a good TV show. What about Kirk Cousins, a player? How has he assimilated himself with the Vikings, and what can we expect Sunday night against that Bear defense?
You know, David, the two things that have impressed me most about Kirk this year through our first 9 games is he was getting the bleep beaten out of him early as an offensive line, which isn't great even now, but it really struggled early in the season, and he just kept bouncing back and making plays. Secondly, his arm talent is fantastic. And, seasons that receivers Thielen and Diggs are having, obviously have a lot to do with Kirk throwing those guys open, specifically Thielen. So, we're at Lambeau Field. It's a little windy. We're at MetLife Stadium. It's chilly. It's windy. And Cousins just has passes that cut through all elements. And he's definitely going to need that Sunday night.
Thielen, one of the great stories in the league. It was Minnesota State, right? I'm not even sure I knew that existed. How good is he? He had the streak come to an end, but pretty good player.
Molly, it's all Minnesotan. He's from a tiny town in northwest Minnesota called Detroit Lakes. Went to Minnesota State Mankato Division III mm-hmm. school. He wasn't even a college free agent. He had to try out to become a college free agent. Then he went the route of the practice squad, had a really good run on special teams, and now here we are. The thing about Adam that I hear from our corners, specifically retired Terrence Newman and stud Xavier Rhodes, and even some guys that I know on other teams, is everything Adam does is full speed. And that makes it really difficult for DBs to figure top of his route what he's going to do. So he is one of the 3 or 4 best route running wide receivers in the NFL.
Incredible.
Paul, John DeFilippo is a guy that interviewed for the head coaching position here, as many other places that he looked at, offensive coordinator with the Vikings. What impact has he had, and is there an expectation that he'll get a lot of looks from teams with head coaching vacancies in the offseason?
Well, one thing that's impressed me about John, he's very aggressive. He's a very aggressive-minded offensive coordinator with youthful exuberance. So now that we have Dalvin Cook back, it's going to be interesting to see how they mix Dalvin and Latavius together, specifically against this rush defense. Feels like it's a big Dalvin game for me, more so than Latavius. When it comes to the offseason, there could be 4, 5, or 6 head coach openings, and and I'd be surprised if John didn't go for a handful of them. Now, you look at the Bears coach and Matt Nagy, and then you got Sean McVay with the L.A. Rams, and, you know, some of these new school coaches are so offensive-minded that seems to be the way a lot of owners and general managers are going. So I think John has a legitimate chance to get a head coaching job in the pretty near future.
Let's talk field goal kicker. How easy is it to replace a guy that can't kick, or maybe a guy that hits the upright four times in a game?
Yeah, that four-time upright trick got you a little bit, right?
I thought it was cool. I think he belongs in the Guinness Book World Records. I think he was doing it on purpose.
See, that's what happened. Is there was a 1.5 million to 1 prop that no field goal kicker in 2018 would hit the upright four times.
I like it.
And
we
bet $20 on it and said, take this job and shove it. Well, the kicker situation here has been murky. We had this rookie kicker named Daniel Carlson with seriously the biggest leg of any kicker I've seen in my 17 years calling games here. We go to Lambeau. We're set to win the game twice, and the kid misses three field goals, and it's a tie. So we leave money on the table. They cut him. We move on to Dan Bailey. In Bailey's first game, he misses two field goals on the road at Philly. So the kicking situation here and around the NFL has just been a little murky this year. I think through the final patch of games, we do have a kicker on whom you can rely in Dan Bailey. And you know, when Mr. Nagy went for two at the end of that Lions blowout, man, I mean, that's a shot across the bow. And these kickers are tricky. So I'm curious to see how Cody handles it Sunday night.
All righty, Paul. Thank you, buddy. Good catching up with you. It should be a lot of fun to see how he does handle it.
Thanks, Paul.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.